Hello, Beast Plumbing.
Hey, Ice, Susan, this is Joe here.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself? You tell me.
I'm okay.
All right, well, did you have a word with Jesse?
I didn't. Hold on, let me see if anybody else did. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing, boss? Is this, what's his name, Mike?
Joe.
Joe, excuse me. Hey, Joe.
Hey there, how are you? Is this Steve?
Good, good. Right, so it's Steven again. Again,
Hey
I'm
there,
one of the
Steve.
owners of the business. So speaking to you the other night, you guys told me that the website would be up and running. Is that the case?
Yeah, the website is up and running if you didn't saw it.
Well, we keep trying to log on, and it's just saying it's clean. You mind bringing that up again, though?
Yeah, there is, because the seal is not there at the moment. The seal just came in from the DMCA people. All right, and we will be, getting into the back end and putting up over there for you guys.
So what's the claimed flashing at me at the top left corner?
Well, it's being
What's that
claimed
mean?
because I put in a request at the website because the website doesn't goes up until it's all refreshed and everything about it, because it might not be showing up on Google as well. All right, so that is the reason it's being claimed by Google itself. All right, so that is the reason it's showing up right there over there. All right, but I just got the seal from the DMCA people. That is the reason I'm a little early into the office as well. All right, because I got a call that they have passed on the seal over to us. All right, so that is the reason I will be just submitting the site over to them, so they can just go ahead and bring up the seal, and we can just go ahead and refresh everything for them.
Okay. Now, what was the deal with the? I'm sure we've bitched to you guys about it 100 times now. The kitty cat. As soon as you Google Beast
The cat?
Plumbing Inc., the cat pops up. What's the deal with this?
BS Plumbing. Let me just check. There's a cat.
Yeah, it's the first photo that pops up. It's a picture of our cat. I love him
Oh,
dearly,
it's
but I don't want him on my website.
I got it. But I suppose that this is I think that did you guys create any of the Google profiles from your end or anything like that? Because I think it's connected over to someone's phone. All right, that is the reason that cat photo is coming up.
So how do we get
Because
that off the website?
well, I can help if you guys want. I can get that picture off. Let me check it on. Just give me a minute, okay? And did someone created this before? Any of you, Jesse or Bill or anyone, did created this? The GMB?
Created what?
The
Our
Google
old
profile?
previous website?
No, that Google profile that is connected over to your website right now. it's not connected to the, it's not connected over to
no.
the website right now.
Okay. So Sandra Marsh, scroll down.
There's nothing there.
I'm just getting fed up with all this. It's back and forth bullshit with all of us. You spend fucking thousands of dollars to get a website, and then they take it down, and it's fucking bullshit. Where did you even find these people?
Steven, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, well, I was, because this might be connected over to an email, all right, that you or Jesse or anyone might have. So you guys have to go ahead and check in onto your mails that if you're getting any kind of emails from Google itself about this GMB, because this is not what we're doing, all right? I think it's connected over to you guys, and someone's phone is connected, so that is the reason the picture's coming up. So you guys can easily take out the picture from your phone as well. Do you want me to tell you that email that is connected over to with this Google profile?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's that email?
Sandra Marsh.
Okay.
Yes. That is
Sandra
the name
Marsh?
That's... Sandra Marsh is the name that posted this picture.
Okay.
Yes, so I think her email is connected over to the BS Plumbing Inc. Google profile. So she needs to sign in onto Google.com, all right? And
all right, so Sandra Marsh is my aunt. I don't believe she has any access to our Beast Mumming email.
Do you want me to share a screenshot with you guys that was published in 2016 in July?
It's the picture of the cat, right? Go,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Send me the screenshot, what you're referring to. Do that.
Yeah, and it says, I do not want a haircut. And it's that Sandra Marsh. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just take a screenshot of this and send it over to you guys. How do I send it? Should I send it on an email?
Yeah, send it on an email to the Bees Plumbing email address.
I'm sending it right now. Just give me a quick 1 minute. Well, you have to just log in onto her email, and it will guide you throughout with like, hey, where's the Google profile? It'll straight direct you over there, so you can just remove the picture by yourself.
All right, so we need to log into her email.
Yes, because it is connected to, I suppose, your Google profile, because she's the one who posted this, all right, and that's the reason it's coming up over there.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. Her email is hooked up to our Google profile. So how do we get to our Google profile?
By accessing her email.
So we go to google.com and then we sign in?
Yes, you go ahead and sign in onto her email, and then it'll show you right over there.
All right, I'm going to do that right now. Give me 1 second, sir.
Sure. Please take your time. But let me just go ahead and check more about this business. Steven, you there? Hello? Hello?
All right, Joe, you there?
I'm here, Steven.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, you can always report this picture. Did you try reporting this picture?
Yeah, how do I do that?
All right, just click on the picture. It'll give you an option with the three dots. Can you see it anywhere? Right besides where it says, I do not want a haircut. Just click on report a problem. All right, and just report the picture so Google can take it off.
No, you have to go into Google first, because you're under Microsoft Bing. That's the only place our website shows up.
Now, why is that?
Here. Because it's locked under Google.
Now, he just said that it's not locked under Google anymore.
And you guys are not aware who created this business profile for you guys?
One more time, Joe?
Yes.
I'm saying you guys do not know who created this business profile for you guys, or is it connected to anyone else?
Profile. No, it was my father that created the business profiles, but...
And Bill created this? So... It might be connected over to Bill's email then, I suppose. Yes.
Right, so I guess I'm just misunderstanding. So say we log into Google and we log under whoever.
Let me guide you. Whoever's email, it might be Bill's or Jesse's email. It might be Bill's probably, all right, because he's the one who built up this whole foundation, all right. So it might be Bill's. Just log into his any of your accounts, all right, and Google will openly go ahead and suggest you, like, hey, if you want to go ahead and add it to your business profile, all right. Right there and then, you can just go on to the business profile and delete this picture right there because this was posted. This picture was posted by someone else, so you guys can flag it. Or I'm not sure if Google will allow you to go ahead and take down this picture because it was not posted from Bill's account. It was posted from somewhere else, so you guys can report it. I'll report it myself as well, all right, and I'll have a word with the Google team if they can go ahead and take it down or do something about it for you guys.
Thank you. Please.
All right, I'll have a word with them, like, hey, their GMB is showing up a cat photo that was posted in 2016 by someone, I'm not sure, their aunt, all right, and let's see if they can, I'll report it myself, and I'll ask one of my team members to report it, because the more number of reports comes in, all right, with the same issue, all right, then Google takes an action and takes it down.
And is that going to take down the rest of our website?
What was that?
Susan was asking if that was going to take down the rest of the website. It's just going to flag the photo, correct?
Yeah, it will just flag the photo, and that's it. Not the website. It's just flagging the photo, specific photo of the cat.
Explain to me one more time why, when we go onto our website, beslumminginc.com,
there's a clean thing coming. There's a clean
red
flashing icons coming. All right, because as you do know, that your website was copyright claimed by Google, all right, so I put in a request to them, like, hey, just get their website up, all right, and I give them the assurance, like, hey, there will be a DMCA, seal over there as well, all right, so there's no copyright, and the website will, with the images and all, will be whole under one copyright thing, all right, so they, I put in a request through my superiors, like, I told them, like, hey, just get their website up, because, you know, they're my clients, and they're, you know, not happy with it at the moment, just get their website up. All right, and I'll give you an assurity, like, hey, it will be that seal will be there within 24 to 48 hours of time. So they got the website up, all right, but it's still claimed. So that is the reason it's showing up over there. Once the seal is there, the website gets refreshed, the website gets resetted, all right. The whole email, password, everything about it will be sent to you with AC panel access as well, all right. So you guys can easily access the website from wherever you want. You guys can go ahead and change the passwords. You guys can go ahead, and because it is already, I think, will be connected over to Bill's email. All right, so you guys can go ahead and, you know, change the passwords to whatever the website password you want to put. All right, so it will be all refreshed and, you know, starts working perfectly fine for you guys. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. So you're saying we can access it from the email and change it. What
you can access... No. You can access the Google My Profile from the email. This both are working separately, all right? You can access the Google My Profile from Bill's email because it was created from Bill's email, while the website will be accessed by the credentials that we will be providing over to you once it's all reset and refreshed, all right? So there will be two different emails, and not an email, the username, all right? Like the username you put in on Snapchat or Instagram, all right? That's kind of a username that I'm talking about. Not an email. It won't be any kind of email. It will be just username and the password. That's it.
On what website?
The website that you guys have, that is BS Plumbing. That will
and
be... I will provide you with all of the access to it once it's all refreshed. All right, so it's not, you know, you guys can easily access the website and, you know, change the website as you want, as you please.
Right.
Yes.
But as it sits right now, nobody else can see this website?
Well, the website that you guys have, they can see it, but they can see the claiming sign on there as well. Anyone can access our website right now, but they will be seeing the claim thing over there.
But not from Google. It's only on Bing. Explain that to me. So when you go on Google.com, type
in
Bing Plumbing.
It does not come up.
Okay, but if you go on Bing.com and then type in Bing Plumbing, it comes up and this is what we come up.
Yeah.
Now, why is that? What the fuck's the difference?
Because Google, from what I understand from Joe, Google has flagged our website.
The website has been flagged right now, all right, once it's all restored, refreshed like it was before when we launched it, and you were able to go ahead and see the website on Google and anywhere all it, because the index has been claimed as well. The website first gets indexed, then it gets, you know, submitted over to the curators and all right, that's how you see your website. But it has been claimed, so it cannot be shown over there, all right. The cat photo, I'm not sure why is it over there, where is it coming from, I'm not sure about it as well. But I'll have a word with the team once I get it all refreshed. I'll let them know, like, hey, please look at it at the GMB of theirs. There's a cat picture coming out. I have reported myself. They have reported it as well. All right, so if you can please take it down, I would highly appreciate it. So they can go ahead and take it down for you guys. So there's no cat photo coming up over there.
Give us a way to change that photo.
Yes, of course. I'll ask them what kind of what email it has been linked over to it, because there is an email. If there should be an email connected over to this, because without an email, our GMB profile cannot be created.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, even if it stays there, if we can just change the picture or have instructions on how to change the picture. So
well, it will stay there.
Yeah.
It will stay there. You'll just be able to access it, all right, and you want to go ahead and change any of the information over that, whatever you're seeing right now, you can. All right, and even if you want to go ahead and change the pictures, you can. You will have the complete access to your Google profile. All right, but once we know which email is connected over to it, it might be Bill's, but I'll have a word and see what I get it.
All right, so I went on Google.com. I typed in Bee's Plumbing, and the very first thing that pops up is the cat, and I don't see
yes.
the three dots, but I do see a flag in the top right corner. I can
yes, if you see a flag, yeah, that means you can report the picture. That means you can
correct.
Report the picture. Yes.
So what's the best thing to put in? Not a photo or video of this place.
Let me guide you. Let me guide you. All right. Let me open it on my end as well so I can guide you properly, because I'll do the same thing. All right, and I'll have one of my team members do the same thing so they can actually see that this website, picture has been flagged so they can see it. Let me just go ahead and do that. Just give me a quick second. All right. All All right, so if you go ahead and flag it, all right, privacy concern, or go for a not a photo or a video of the place. Just click on that and just, you know, submit it, report it. So because if we have, like, 4 to 5 same kind of reports to Google, then they'll go ahead and take an action on that. And I'll have a word with them as well. I'll let them know, like, hey, take down the picture because it has been reported, like, 5 times now.
Okay. And roughly how long does that normally take for it to get...
It will take 24 to 48 hours of time.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call and update you as well for that. Sounds good?
Say it again, Susan.
I said so, but...
Do you want the picture of the cat down or not?
I
don't know how to move it. I don't know how to move it. I don't understand how we can put that to the last photo. So the fucking cat picture comes off, period, and it's done.
It will
be removed, and it will be changed with your logo. It will be removed and changed with your logo. Is that what you want?
Change with our logo?
Yes.
Cat will be replaced with our logo.
The cat will not be there. The cat will not be there. If anyone types in PS Bombing, it will be coming up not with the cat, with the logo of yours.
Okay. Correct.
Is that all right?
Yes. That's exactly
what we want. Well, of course, I can go ahead and help you guys out with that. All right, but I need to consult with them first, and I need to provide them with the DMCA files and everything about it as well. The certificate will be there with you guys, as I said, a minimum of 20 days, but I'll sure I expedite the process and get it over to you guys as soon as possible. I can.
Okay, and this is just a one-time charge?
It will be a one-time fee. That is, yes, and I have mentioned it multiple times in the email as well, so you have it all documented for you as well.
Okay. Can we pay for this after we get this document fee in person?
What was that? No, you have to go ahead. We have to go ahead and submit it right now because I have already submitted the file yesterday as per the email that information that I was provided. And I do have the seal now. So once I have the seal, then, of course, we have to go by that process.
You said you have the seal.
Yes, I just got an email from the team that they have the seal right now. Once the payment has been processed, then, of course, I'll just go onto the back end and have my team get it onto the footer of the website so it's all completed. And you will be able to see the digital certificate over that as well for you guys. With Jesse's name and everything about it for BS Plumbing, INC.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. It just seems like a big scam. This is all just seeming like a big scam to me. It sounds like horseshit
Steven,
all the way around.
I have been, you know, following up and everything about it. If it were a scam, then of course we would not have created this whole website with everything about it on it as well, right? We would have just taken the money and ran away. Or I not even helping you guys out with this cat picture as well. If it was a scam, I wouldn't even go ahead and go an extra mile for you guys.
Well, sure you would, because you're trying to get money. Absolutely.
What?
Just like anybody else.
Why would I even go ahead and do it? Why would I even try to go ahead and, you know, put in a special request to my superiors and get the website up and running? Otherwise, it would have been down. If we were a scam, then, of course, it would have been down. It would have been destroyed and everything about it. All right? That's how it is. That's how it would have been if we were a scam.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you could let me know about the payment process so I can get it done, all right, and we can just go ahead and, you know, get the seal on the website, and I can go ahead and help you guys out with that cat photo, all right, and have a word with them and replace it with your logo and let you know what email is there on the Google profile of yours.
Right. Now, another thing, since we're talking about this, we tried contacting Google directly, and they said that they don't do that, their bots don't take down the website. And the only information I'm able to find that from is from you, Joe. So,
well,
and
do
now
work.
You're telling me that you cannot email us over the, or you can't forward us over the email from Google, which sounds like horseshit, but you can send a screenshot. I understand,
Steven,
you can send a screenshot,
did,
but you can't
did,
make that, can you not?
Steven, I cannot go ahead and forward you something that is on the internal server. How can I go ahead and do it?
I don't fucking know, Joe. I'm not a guy that works on computers. I work with bytes.
You don't know about computers that I'm trying to explain you what it is.
Right.
Yes.
All right, Joe. How about we do this? When this cat photo comes off of this website, and we can log on our website without the cat photo on there.
You cannot log on to it. You cannot go ahead and log on to it if you don't know the email connected over to it, Stephen. How can you go ahead and log on to it? Well, I said that I'll let you know what email is connected to it, all right, so you guys can replace the cat photo by yourself, all right, and replace it by your logo. That's what
now,
you guys want.
Now, why is it that I have to do that and you cannot do that?
Because this is connected. Because this is connected to your email, not us. This is connected to one of your emails, and I cannot go ahead and access any of the emails because it's connected over to you, and we don't even know what email this has been connected over to. And I don't even know who created this Google profile for you guys a long time ago. Because I can see that it has 21 Google reviews on it, so it might be very, very old.
I'm sure they are. So you click on the reviews.
There are 21 Google reviews on it. So if you could please let me know so I can go ahead and take down the rest of the process and get you all of the things that you're looking for.
Yeah, Joe, I'm getting ready to leave to go to work. You're going to be in later this afternoon. Fuck
well,
you.
I have to.
I don't give a shit. Let him fuck you for some more money.
All right. All right, here you go, Joe. Here's your credit card.
Yeah, let me just mute the call.
Yes,
I'm ready.
All right, it's a MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Card number 54241813780881788178.
And the expiration was, I'm sorry?
6 of 25.
Okay, and the CVV on the card?
833.
All right, and the billing zip code?
08302.
All right, okay. One zip payment has been processed. All right, I'll go ahead and let you guys know about it, okay? And I'll send you a paid invoice attached to it as well on an email, all right? And then what I'll do for you is I'll just kind of have a word first. All right, either you can go ahead and try with the Bill's email to go ahead and access it, all right, and see if the Google My Business is connected over to that. But I'll have a word with them first and see what I could do from my end for you. Okay, Susan? And
okay.
And I can guarantee you this, that you'll be happy with what I can, what I'll provide to you. All right?
Okay.
Sounds good?
All right.
All right. So let me just go ahead and take care of it. If you can just give me, stay with the phone while I can provide you with the confirmation.
Yes.
All right, just give me a quick minute, all right? Thank you.
Not yet. I'm getting a confirmation number. God is paying for this out of his own fucking pocket, okay? So don't even go there. No,
it's not. Hey, Susan, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, can you confirm me the email? Is it the one that we were given previously about Bill?
Confirm the Gmail? We don't use Gmail.
Give me a minute. It will be bsplumbing@comcast.net, the email.
Yes.
Got it. Just give me a quick minute.
For him to send me a receipt, I want it to come to the plumbing.
Yeah.